Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are truly making a positive difference in the world. We explore important aspects and areas of life, including business, sales, mental, relationships, disabilities, and many more interesting topics. And our broadcast team consists of people from both Canada and the U.S., including several Napoleon Hill certified instructors, as well as several authors. My name is Tom Tuttle Cunningham. I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor, also a regular contributor to their weekly newsletter. And in March of 2012, I spoke at the Napoleon Hill International Convention in Malaysia, where I shared the stage with Deepak Chopra, Dr. J.B. Hill, the grandson of Napoleon Hill, and Don Green, the president of the Napoleon Hill Foundation. I've had rheumatoid arthritis from my jaw to my toes since the age of 5. That's 44 years now. And in that time, I've had 4 hips, 4 knees, and 2 shoulders replaced and been hospitalized about 40 times. I also stand about 5'1". That's due to the heavy daily doses of the oral steroid prednisone that I had to take to fight my arthritis. And I'm well known for always answering amazing when asked how I'm doing. I'm a senior editorial researcher at the Canadian Business Journal. We are a digital-only publication, and we're the official media partner with the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. Find out more about me at my website. It's tom2andtall.com. My guest today is Celia Ward Wallace, who is also a business partner with one of my amazing longtime friends, Derek Sweet. And Celia is on a mission to mobilize 1 million women through her movement of empowering women every day. Celia empowers women with the tools to stand in their power, live a life of contribution, and manifest their greatness through her book, coaching programs, seminars, and speeches. Celia thought she had the perfect life until she lost it all. Through her journey back from rock bottom, she realized that a great life is not measured by what you have, but by who you are. And in her book, For All Women, she shares the life lessons that have brought her purpose, passion, and peace. And these universal truths can transform your perspective and create happiness, abundance, and gratitude in your life right now. Celia is an entrepreneur, mother, and wife, and knows all too well the challenges that women face to be everything to all people, often at the sacrifice of taking care of themselves. And after significant financial as well as personal losses, Celia reevaluated her life, reconnected with her definite purpose, and her spirituality, and this has led her to become certified as a life coach, a leader of self-development seminars, and a keynote speaker. She inspires women to remember that they already have it all within themselves, and by focusing on self-love and community, they can create the fulfilling and purposeful lives that they desire. She has an affinity for people of different cultures, religions, languages, and socioeconomic backgrounds, and celebrates difference as well as unity. She has dedicated her life to social justice and helping people discover a better quality of life based on healing themselves with love, not from material abundance. And she uses coaching tools and her gift of public speaking to share her very personal journey and to provide tools that empower all women to reveal their automatic or their authentic selves and rebuild their wholeness. Welcome, Celia.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, and your story is one of the types of stories I love because I speak so much, and we had to reschedule a show I had previously with you because I was speaking on learning from adversity and defeat in Memphis, Tennessee, and your life sounds like it is encountered some of that principle, and I love to hear those stories because often that's where we really, really get to know what our definite purpose is and realize some really important things in our lives. Tell me a little bit about the challenge that you had that made you go from top to bottom and some of the things that help you realize while you're in that a challenging situation.
Sure. Well, I think it's a very common obstacle and experience that people face in their lives. Life is about learning, and we're here on this planet at this time to learn, and so life throws us obstacles, and although a lot of times we think of it as failures or as hardships, in reality, I look at it as the blessings that make up our life and give our life purpose and give our life direction. And so for me, like many people, I grew up thinking based on the stories that I was told from society and from my parents and from my community that I was supposed to get a safe and secure job with a good salary and pension and benefits. And I wasn't thinking very much about what I loved to do or what I was great at or what I felt inside my soul I was created for. Those concepts didn't really resonate with me at that time. And so I went and I got a 9-to-5 job working for the city of LA, doing a wonderful job that a lot of people who really love doing is the perfect job for them. But for me, within a year, I was pretty checked out and coasting and not taking it very seriously. But like many people, instead of realizing, hey, this isn't a good fit for me, maybe I was supposed to be doing something different with my life, I stayed because it was comfortable and it had all the bells and whistles of what I thought I was supposed to be pursuing in life, when in reality, I was sort of dying inside. And so simultaneously, my husband and I started a small real estate business that started with one rental property for $72,000 back in the year of 2000. And year after year, we built it and built it and built it until eventually we had a multi-million dollar real estate company. And by many outside measures, people would think we were doing amazing, you know, had a ton of money in the bank and a lot of money on paper and all these different properties and the ability to travel the world and do all these great things. But in reality, when you're not good with yourself and have not really created the alignment in your life to be on the track that you're supposed to be on, if you have wealth, material wealth, it will not bring you satisfaction, as many of us know. And so I believe now, since I'm such a highly spiritual person at this point in my life, that the universe sends you messages, and that first is a whisper, and then it gets a little bit louder, and it gets a little bit louder, because if you don't pay attention, it has to get so loud that eventually you can hear it. And so for me, I really got walloped over the head by the loud shout of the universe saying you're on the wrong path, and that came with both a personal hardship with my husband, which I can elaborate on another time. It's also written about in the book. But in terms of my financial hardship, like many people, my husband and I lost the bulk of our wealth and our assets through the real estate crash. And although that was a terrible time for so many and for us, when we spent a long time being depressed and being angry and living in the past of what we should have done, could have done, and who is at fault, in reality, eventually we came through it to understand that that was the exact life lesson that we needed at that point in time to give us a clarity of purpose and to remind us that we had so much to be grateful for in terms of our health, our family, our home over our heads, and also that we were created with greatness in us that had nothing to do with any piece of property or amount of money. And so because of that major hardship, I look at it as a blessing that helped me make the 180-degree shift to finding my purpose in life, which eventually led me down the path where I am now.
And which is exactly where you are meant to be, which is what your purpose is. And so hard to go through those times. But when you arrive at your true, definite purpose, then you're like, wow, you're almost happy in the end once you've gone through it, that you went through it. And one thing, Celia, I was thinking about is that I always answer amazing, of course, and people ask, of course, why? And I tell them that despite of the challenges I've been through, if you look at all the blessings in your life and how the rest of the world lives, remember 40% of the world lives on less than $2 a day, and you and I are both nice people, but we're no nicer to be born in Canada than to be born there. I've been in hospital 40 times, and as you know, in Canada, or at least in Ontario, maybe not in British Columbia, but you in where you live, but at least when I leave the hospital, I never have to pay anything, just the rental of
Absolutely.
My TV.
Absolutely. Well, I think what you're saying is a really important point, because most of us have so much privilege that we don't understand how great we have it, even if we, you know, have a $5 an hour job, which still in a lot of countries is one of the poorest people. There's mainly two-thirds of the population around the world that can barely feed itself, is living in poverty.
Yes.
And so whatever hardship we're facing, I like to say these are the problems of the privilege. And so sometimes we have to keep these things in perspective, where even though it is a really big setback and a really big obstacle to overcome, in reality, most of us have enough resources to work our way through it and reinvent ourselves and move on with our lives.
Exactly. And it's not the hardship like so many people endure, where they don't have water, food, shelter, the basics. The worst we suffer in North America is hardly anything compared to those people. And then also with your story, what I love is that definite purpose. You found your purpose, and that is the most difficult thing, the thing that so many people ask me about. I don't know how to find my purpose, and you don't want to tell them, well, you have to go through a lot of adversity sometimes to find it. But and even I didn't identify mine properly when I went through the Napoleon Hill course. I wrote one, and the Judy Williamson said, that's not your purpose. And so it's not even easy to do. How did you go about discovering exactly your purpose? Because you could have got disillusioned and think that real estate was the purpose and be a real estate mogul. But really, it's a way bigger purpose than that. That would have been a pretty shallow and narrow focus compared to your amazing purpose now of encouraging and inspiring a million women. That's a big number.
Well, thank you. Well, absolutely. To me, the thing that's so interesting, my story is really unique in that my parents are civil rights activists. They came out of the 1960s generation, Martin Luther King, people like that, and they've dedicated their lives to working in lower-income communities of color, helping people fight their battles and basically being leaders in the community. And so I came from this background of an amazing example of service and an amazing example of the oneness and connection between everyone. However, my parents were atheists, and so they didn't have any faith in a higher power or connection to something greater than themselves. And so for me, growing up without any sense of something greater than myself or some guiding force in my life, I sort of felt lost, and I felt like I was the one trying to figure it all out. And so when I did have these personal and professional hardships and had to really go deep and start figuring out, why am I off track? And the question that everybody asks is, why is this happening to me? And so I had to really dig deep and start to realize this is happening exactly because it's supposed to be happening. And there is a lesson in this, and there are teachers in this. And are you going to wake up and see what those teachers and lessons are so you can get on with this, girl? And so for me, what I did is I started feeling like I needed support. I needed to have faith in something. I needed to have faith in myself, and I needed to have faith in something larger than myself. And so I started to study all of the great religions and spiritual disciplines and basically piece together pieces of everything that made sense to me to create an understanding, a spiritual understanding that made sense to me. And like I like to tell everybody, because a lot of what I talk about now is very spiritual based, but what I like to tell everybody is, whether you're atheist, Buddhist, Jewish, Christian, whatever you are, we all have our own belief system. I have no judgment on one or the other. But for me, I came up with something that made sense to me. And ever since then, I started practicing. I practiced every day. And so I do yoga, and I do prayer, and I do meditation, and I do affirmations to try and ground myself more in my feminine energy, more in my creation energy with the earth. And so by getting aligned with that, it opened up my creativity. It opened up the parts of my brain that I wasn't using before, because I was always an executioner. You know, I could get things done. I was highly productive, extremely efficient, make these lists and create these tasks and just nail it all. But I was also really anxious. You know, I was also really uptight at times. And I was also really sort of fearful. And so by tapping into the other side of myself that believed in abundance, that believed in there's enough for everybody, that believed in that we are worthy just as we are, and that I can love myself just as I am, and that whether I achieve or don't achieve, it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. And so getting in that zone really allowed me to have more awareness of what feels good to me and leading with my intuition, you know, my gut, which is what I advise people to do all the time. Get out of your head and get into your gut. You know, sit with something and see how you feel about it. And so because of that, I started to realize that I had these gifts that were completely evident, that had been there my entire life, but that I had never realized to be a field of profession for me. So I'm somebody who loves people. I talk to people wherever I go. I make authentic connections. I look in people's eyes. I ask them about their day. I want to know more. I want to help them. And I've always been the person that's had my friends over, sit on the couch, drink a bottle of wine, and say, tell me about your life. Okay, let me, if it's okay, can I give you some advice, you know, and give them advice. And then I'll say, do you want to write this down? Do you want to create some sort of plan? And then I've been always speaking on stages. I'd always been someone who was comfortable speaking, who felt like they were a leader, who had something to say, wanted to inspire and motivate people. And I've been doing that for free, just behind any cause that I believed in. And so I started to put all these pieces together, and I figured out there was this field of coaching. And through that, my partner, Derek Sweet, with Certified Coaches Federation, he trained me to become a coach. And very quickly after my training, he and I had such amazing synergy that he said, hey, you know, I want to offer you this opportunity to become a partner with the company and start teaching the courses for everybody in California to become coaches. And so then I began doing that. And so I began teaching these classes, helping people transform their lives, helping people get in touch with their calling, their purpose, their service. But at the same time, I built my own coaching practice on the side. Now, mind you, what I like to make clear to people is that this time I'm still working my 9-to-5 job, okay, because I was still not sure. I wasn't all in. But what I did, which I suggest a lot of people do, is build your side hustle. You know, build this part-time thing on the side at night and weekends, and really start growing it and building it. Get your confidence, get your vision, get your clients going, and start getting that income rolling in. And then eventually you're going to get to the point, which I did, which is sort of the tipping point, right, where you have to basically jump out on faith and believe that the parachute is going to open and that everything's going to be fine. But you have to go out on faith. And so for me, eventually I did that. I went to my husband and I said, honey, you know, I wake up at night thinking about this. I wake up in the morning so excited about work. I'm just on fire for this. I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Please have my back and tell me it's okay because I'm ready to go. And so thankfully my husband's amazing and he said, go ahead and leave your job, honey. We're going to make this work and I don't want you to worry about the money because the money will come. And that's what I did. So now I do this full time and I've never looked back. I'm so excited about my work and I love what I do.
Wow. That's so many points came up in my head there. One that was amazing is that once you have that purpose clear and you know and you know and you know and you know that that's your purpose, the right people showed up. Derek Sweet, you know how phenomenal a person Derek Sweet is, and he showed up in your life. And the other one that kind of made my brain snap a little bit as thinking of atheists who volunteer a lot. And my head was like, whoa, this doesn't make sense, but a great example to grow up around. My mom and my dad both volunteered a lot, and all of myself and my two sisters volunteer a lot. We saw that growing up, and yet I'm 49. I know a lot of people who weren't brought up volunteering, and they don't volunteer, and they don't see the value in it. And so to learn that lesson, even from atheists, if you are, I admire an atheist who is out serving their community. And so you've learned that helping others is a real passion and a purpose for your life. And then when you got clear on it, the people started showing up. And then the third point that Napoleon Hill's talked a lot about is that in your mastermind, it is ideal if your husband or wife is in your mastermind group. Not always possible, but it sounds like your husband is, not, if not in the mastermind group, 100% supportive of it.
Oh, yeah. My husband is the biggest cheerleader ever, and I thank him every day. I say to him, honey, if you didn't have my back and if you weren't behind me 100%, there's no way I could do this, because it's so easy for us to go from being in our enlightened self to dropping back down into the ego self, that it gets bogged down with the fear, worry, doubt, anxiety. And all you need is your partner in life to start being in that ego state with you and start saying, well, is this really going to happen? And how are you going to do it? And how much is it going to cost? And are you sure that this is a good idea? And doesn't it make more sense just to do something that's safe and we know what to expect? It's so easy to get into that zone with people that very quickly they can burst your bubble. But instead, my husband is a visionary, and he's an entrepreneur at heart as well. And he just said, you know, honey, go for it. And he does it every day. He tells me, you know, you're doing what you were created to do. You're doing God's work. You're helping people to change their lives. Like, you know, this is the most amazing experience to just be a part of. So, yes, many, many very important teachers and mentors and guides in my life.
Exactly. And then now tell me a little bit about how you came to meet my amazing friend, Eric Sweet. I promoted Mark Victor Hansen's seminar in Ottawa, Ontario. I worked with him and Shane Moran, the co-founder of OrganoGold, 25-plus years ago in Ottawa. Actually, Derek got to pick Mark Victor Hansen up at the airport. That was one of his rewards for working with us. And I've been a fan of his ever since. So tell me how you got to work with Derek and what the two of you do together. He's an amazing man, and if he wanted to work with you and partner with you, that says a lot to me about you.
No, I can't speak highly enough about Derek. Derek and I are, he likes to call me, or he likes to say he's my brother from another mother. He and I have so much synergy and really have a very similar worldview and perspective, or universal view and perspective. And so our company, Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, it's the parent company. And under Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, we have a lot of different self-development and improvement courses that we offer for people all around the world that they can take on a retail level by just coming to a two-day course. Or they can have us come in and do executive coaching and training for their team. And so the main, most popular course we have is with the Certified Coaches Federation, which is our two-day life and executive coach training course, which I teach in Los Angeles, and I have a class coming up actually on March 23rd and 24th. And basically the philosophy that Derek created is, you know, 7 years ago he was traveling around the world as a speaker and an author and already doing executive coaching and training, and he looked into getting certified as a coach, and he realized that the majority of programs out there were basically 6 to 18 months long, $5,000 to $15,000, and for somebody like him who already had a wealth of academic, professional, and personal experience, there wasn't the type of program being offered for an entrepreneur-minded person that was ready to go and change the world yesterday. And so he basically cut out all the fat and created this amazing course that's super intensive that is for the person that has a wealth of experience and already sort of has their area of expertise but wants to learn how they can apply coaching to it. And so we have this amazing two-day course where we teach all the tools, techniques, and resources to becoming a coach and actually doing coaching sessions. And then one of my favorite parts of the class is teaching the marketing and business side of coaching. Since I myself went from starting from scratch with my coaching practice to now having a thriving coaching and speaking practice, I know exactly what it takes to do that, as well as all of the ways you have to market yourself and do promotions and partnering and collaborations. And so it's a wonderful class, and my partnership with Derek has been transformative to me because, I tell my husband all the time, I mean, working with Derek and his wife, Marcia, who he's the CEO and she's the COO of the company, and they don't have any kids. They live on a 100-acre horse ranch, and the work is their baby, and they love it. They eat, breathe, sleep it, and they have complete alignment. And that we are a holistic company, you know, devoted to helping people transform their lives and heal the world. And so to get to work with people like that and teach a course that basically infuses through coaching this holistic and universal model is such an honor to me. So there you go.
It is.
I could go on and on about him, but I agree. I'm on the same page about he's awesome.
if you've been to his house, you look out on his backyard, all those acres of land. He's got those horses. I think he's up to 4 dogs now, 3 for sure.
Yeah.
I think they're up to 4 dogs.
He
loves being out in the country, and he made a big decision to move from the Big Smoke in Toronto, a nice place out in the country, and just a genuine great person outside of what he does with the Certified Coaches Federation, a person you would want as a friend. When he smiles or laughs, like, you could bring the most miserable person in the world and meet Derek, and if he smiles or laughs at something, that guy's going to laugh, I tell you, because he has an infectious smile. Except loud. He's loud.
Super loud.
Super loud.
Tom, I'm just realizing the one thing that I didn't mention, though, is how I actually wrote the book. Do you want me to tell that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me just share with the audience. So the book is called A Woman's Guide to Having It All, Life Lessons to Live By, and it's on Amazon. It's under my name, either Celia, and my last name is Ward-Wallace, or the title, A Woman's Guide to Having It All. And actually, right now, they're offering the ebook version of it for $199. So we priced it really affordable because we wanted to get it out to as many people as possible. And basically, the concept of the book, the first 25% of it is my story. If you're inspired by what I've shared today, then I go into every detail you could ever think of. And really, it's sort of a tell-all of the, I'm 35 now, so I know I sound like an old soul, but the first 35 years of my life and this whole transformation that I went through. And then after that, it's 30 life lessons. And so I wanted to create a coaching book, a spirituality book, a self-help book that my husband would like to say is applicable to everybody. And you know, Tom, you've read it. So it's not really just for women. Of course, with marketing, I have a niche, which is women, but it appeals to everyone. And each life lesson is somewhere between 1 and 5 pages. And it has an overall topic. And then it has questions at the end to ask, to have you think about and reflect. And then it has lines where you can write your answers in there. So it is created as a guidebook, as a coaching manual, but also something that you can turn to in your time of need and go through the table of contents and find the life lesson that, you know, really calls to you. And like the number one life lesson that is number one in the book that I feel is the most universal and important life lesson is, love yourself exactly as you are. You are worthy. And this is so important because what I find over and over again in my work is that no matter how confident we are, how no matter how accomplished we are, we all have the little inner child that has gone through some level of wounding. And even though we come into the universe born complete and full of life and feeling good about ourselves and feeling anything is possible, somewhere around 3 to 5 years old, society starts creeping in and telling us the limitations of our life and telling us who we are and what we can't be. And over time, we start to break down from letting that light that's within us shine fully to now covering it up and all types of wounds and negative experiences and negative messages. And so the number one lesson being, you are worthy just as you are, and you are perfect just as you are, and to let love yourself and to let that light just shine through. Get all that muck out of the way and let the light shine through. And so there's 30 life lessons like that that are meant to empower and inspire and motivate.
Wow. And on page 102, it's funny how 3 words will stick out of a book, not just the 3 words, but you wrote the words, create the dream. And then that just had my brain racing because create involves work, putting it into action, getting it done, and dream. So many people have dreams. They feel embarrassed, ashamed, some kind of reason. They don't even share them with other people, let alone even try to accomplish these great dreams. And so create the dream. Tell me about what would you advise people who have a dream, and there's so many, but they don't have the courage, resources, time, money, insert the excuse or reason there for pursuing it.
The list is long. Well, my
yes.
advice is to pay really close attention to the dream within yourself. to quiet your mind, quiet your environment, and pay attention to that intuition, that instinct, that gut, and find that dream that's within yourself. And it really may just be the absolute most important thing in your life. I believe this is the reason that you are here. And if you push it away, then you are just pushing yourself farther off course from your actual destiny and happiness. And a dream does not have to be leaving your job to pursue a full-time opportunity. It can begin with research and then volunteering and interning. Then it can be a part-time job. And then when you get to that tipping point I talked about, you need to step out on faith. You need to have faith in yourself and faith in the creator of the universe, whatever you want to look at it as, God, as universe, as higher power, as source energy, whatever you find strength in. Have faith that there is a plan for your life and that you are co-creating it. But paying attention to that dream is the most important thing, because that is why you are here. That is your purpose. And if you cover it up or push it away, you're basically just going into deficit in your life. You're holding yourself back, and you're saying, I'm not ready to really live the life I was created for.
Exactly. And an important part there that I just started talking to people about is that your passion doesn't even have to be your business, your job, how you earn money. For instance, last week I interviewed Savannah Ross, who makes a lot of money and made a lot of money investing in real estate, and she does well at it. But she said, I don't really have any passion or love for investing in real estate. But what she does is she earns money, and then she goes down to Mexico and third world countries and builds houses and schools, takes the money, does it all herself, puts a team together, and she said that's her passion. So her talent of real estate, earning money at real estate investing, she uses to pursue her passion. So what about people who have a passion, and then maybe they also have a skill that they don't particularly love? How did you decide on what your passion was, how to pursue it? Because as we mentioned earlier, it could have been investing in real estate, which would have been really not you at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I believe that your gifts are clearly evident within you, that they're there from the moment you were created, if you allow them to come forth. But many of us block our gifts and our passion by focusing on these limiting beliefs that are in our subconscious brain of, I have to have a certain kind of job, or with a certain kind of pay, and this is the only way for me to be successful in life. And so I believe that those specific gifts that are within you were meant to be shared with the world. And if you're good at something, but you don't love it, I would not say that's your passion. That's just something that you have a skill for. But if you're good at something but want to do it, or if you're not good at something but you want to do it, I'd advise you to put your energy towards learning those skills and developing those tools and finding the resources that are going to aid you in pursuing that passion. Because what you want to pay attention to is not what you're good at, but what you're excited about, what you can't stop thinking about, what when you do, you know, you're lit up about. That's where you want to put your time and energy in. You want to lead with your emotion and what you feel called to do. And you want to follow the trail as a dog follows the scent. Your instinct will not misguide you if you're open enough to pay attention to it. And so for some people, like you said, that may not be their full-time thing. You know, they may have certain reasons why they have to stay at a certain job. But they may know, I really love doing a certain thing, and I want to give back to my community, or I want to, you know, I want to do art, you know, I want to take art classes, I want to learn how to do a new way of doing crafts. And to them, that may inspire and excite them, and then they can start doing that again, like I said, on their free time, and build that up and build that up. And maybe eventually that becomes a full-time gig for them, or maybe it becomes, I make art and then I go to the farmer's market on the weekend and I sell it to people, or I raise money to sponsor women in other countries who then can create their own micro business creating art and sending it back to me so that I can sell it in the United States and make a profit for them so that they could have a sustainable life. And that's where, to me, when you get in the groove with your purpose, when you get in the groove with your calling, when you get in the groove with your alignment, then the creativity starts to flow. And as the creativity starts to flow, you stop thinking about there's only one way to do it. you start thinking about there's unlimited possibility of opportunities. And let me think of every single way that I can do this and start trying some of them.
I love it. I love it. Now you're getting me excited here. now, Celia, one thing, again, I'm old, 49. So as I get older, as you get older, I notice a lot that life seems to not be fair. Some people struggle. Some people have things that they face that they would scare me. For instance, I've interviewed two people born without arms and legs. Kyle Maynard, who's a wrestler, owns a gym, does martial arts. It boggles my mind. Another guy who took 3 years to get a job after he graduated from university. It's very hard. And yet they grew up with parents that made them stretch, made them become the best they can be, and now they're contributing to the world in a ginormous way. And it was the same with my parents. They could have been like a lot of people we saw in arthritis waiting rooms where their parents would be like, okay, don't move, don't do anything, you can't go to school, you can't play hockey, you can't do this, you can't do that. Talk a little bit about that. Is it how we grow up the key to our happiness, or what if we don't grow up like that? Is it something that we can do ourselves even if we didn't have that kind of upbringing?
Absolutely. Well, I think that our life is playing out exactly as it's supposed to. And so that we came here as a soul for this lifetime with a specific journey. There are specific life lessons or experiences that we're supposed to have so that we can grow and evolve. We're here at birth school, if you will, where we're, you know, making mistakes. We don't have any navigation. We don't have any instructions. We're just here really doing the best we can, and we can't really remember exactly what the purpose of why we're here. And that's why grounding ourselves in some of those things that I mentioned before of yoga and meditation and prayer and affirmation and the power of positive thinking is so important, because that helps you reconnect with your soul. And when you reconnect with your soul, you also reconnect with your higher power. And when those two things get in alignment, it starts to become a lot more clear of what am I here for and what am I supposed to be focusing on and what are the possibilities for my life. And so with that being said, yeah, some people, like we mentioned in the beginning, some people are living in really terrible situations. A lot of people are facing a lot of hardship. And I'm not here to say, if you're facing hardship, then you're facing it because that's the life that you were dealt. However, I do think that each experience is there for us to learn from and is there for us to grow from. And so it's for us to figure out what is the silver lining in this experience, what is the lesson in this experience that then I can incorporate into my life, make the adjustments, and then move forward. And then as I move forward stronger and more enlightened and more fully conscious to my life and more open to the beauty of life and the beauty all around me. And as I do that, then I shift my perspective and those type of experiences begin to come to me. And as we know through the power of attraction and the power of positive thinking and all of these things, is it's about what you focus on, right? Your subconscious mind does not know the difference between real and imagined. And so if what you do is you say, my life is really crappy, I'm waking up today and today's going to be a crappy day and I feel bad, I look bad, and, you know, there's really no hope in my day today. Well, guess what? Everywhere you go, you're going to find things that validate that. Your subconscious mind is going to be working 24 hours that day to go out into the universe to find all kinds of evidence to reinforce that is true, because that's what you're telling yourself. However, if you wake up and you say, today's going to be an amazing day, and you look in the mirror and you say to yourself, I love you, I accept you, I forgive you, and you put on your clothes and you say, I'm going to go to work, and no matter what happens, I'm going to be the beacon of light today, and I'm going to inspire people. And you know what ends up happening is those positive experiences come to you, and your life starts to expand in that way. And what we focus on the most expands, right? And so if we're going to focus on positivity, all of a sudden our life is now going to become, not that we're not going to have still these life lessons, but we're going to be able to see through them very quickly to grow and evolve. And those who are not open to this side of themselves, this creativity, this divinity, this purpose, they're the ones that are going to have more struggles, unfortunately, but that's part of their journey. We all have our own journey.
Exactly, exactly. Now, having a vision, as Napoleon Hill people call it, a definite purpose, is the most important success principle of all. Now, this is one I struggle with, though, who to share it with, because I am kind of like a bull in a china shop. I like to share my ideas with as many people as are around me, used to. And then my Napoleon Hill mentor taught me about controlled enthusiasm. He taught me about deeds, not words. And so is there some rules or some ideas on who do you tell about your definite purpose? Because once you have it and you know it's yours, you do want to share it for sure.
Yes, yes. Well, I definitely have some thoughts on this. And so I personally, like I said, I have been writing things down my whole life. I am a list maker, a journal keeper. I always have thoughts going because this is one of my secrets that I tell everybody, that is to do the mind dump, right? You got to get it out of your mind. And so you'll constantly have these great ideas coming in. But if you try and hold it all in your mind, that's when you get stressed out and anxious and feeling overwhelmed. So first of all, the obvious thing is to write your ideas down. So once you write them down, I would initially just write your vision down. Then I would explore the vision a little step at a time, just a baby step at a time. And you want to explore all of the ideas that you have until you feel very secure with what is the absolute vision and dream. And then, and only then, when you feel 100% secure with your own instinct, with your own knowing that this is what you're supposed to be doing, then I would turn to one or maybe two of your closest and most supportive confidants and tell them about your vision with confidence, but tell them that you're not asking for advice. You just want to share it with them. And really what you want is, you know, sometimes you have to ask for what you want, which is one of the life lessons in my book, is ask for what you want. You have to tell them your vision and say, look, I'm telling you it because right now what I'm looking for is reinforcement. So I want to hear the positive side of that you think this would be great for me. And tell them not to burst your bubble right now. This is not the time. So you only want them to encourage and support you. And then after that point, you want to continue to build the plan for your vision until you get to the point where all of the tweaks, all of the question marks are gone, and now you really have real clarity. And at this point, you can turn back to those initial people to get their advice and feedback in the areas that now you have targeted that you want the advice on, that you want to do a focus group on, that you want their to ask them a couple questions to get their feedback on. And it's very important to take your time with sharing your vision with other people, because often they don't mean to, but they will deflate your dreams because they go to that ego state of mind that is loaded with fear and insecurities, and they're going to more often than not tell you all of the reasons why this is not a good idea, this is not going to work out, or have you thought of all of these different things. And very quickly, when your dream or vision is in infancy, you can have that dream taken from you.
Yes, before I even get started. And that's a kind of a demoralizing thing, because once you get to that point, you are excited to even just to have found your definite purpose. Now, from your book, what is one life lesson that you think everyone can use to achieve something in their life? And then maybe give me also your website address and where people can get the book again.
Sure. Well, the number one life lesson, which was also number one in the book, which I talked about a little bit earlier, but I think it deserves a second mention because sometimes we just have to hear things over and over until we finally get it through, which is love yourself. You are perfect exactly how you are. You are worthy. And I feel like this is a starting point for all happiness and all purpose and all peace in life. And it's the first thing that we generally skip over. We wonder why we're not happy and why we don't have the life that we want. So we fail to realize the depths of the self-hatred, the blame, the doubt, and the worry that we hold inside. And we forget that we didn't enter the world this way. We entered full of light, and that light is still there. It's never left us, and it's never going anywhere. It's eternal. And we have to remember that special light is perfect just the way that it was created, and that there is now and will ever only be one of us. We're the exact one that we are, our exact soul in this universe, and that we're magnificent. And so I really hope that people feel my excitement, feel my enthusiasm, feel my authenticity, and want to learn more about what I'm doing and want to connect with me in ways that I can help them empower their lives and take their gifts, because I believe that we're here with certain gifts that then we're supposed to tap into and give back to the world. And by doing so, then we're supposed to help others. And so it's this trickle effect. And so people, please reach out to me. My website is my name, which is Celia. It's CeliaWardWallace. My email is Celia, again, Celia, at CeliaWardWallace.com. And my book is A Woman's Guide to Having It All, Life Lessons to Live By. It's on Amazon. And if I could just really quickly say that if you're in L.A., I have these fantastic monthly events. So I have the two-day Life and Executive Coach Certification course. I also have a Women's Night Out workshop that's coming up on the 22nd of this month as well. And those that come to that, it's $20 to $50. It's very low cost. It's amazing. And we also have a monthly happy hour networking event that we're actually having tomorrow night as well. And you can find all of those events on my website, CeliaWardWallace.com.
Amazing. And you are doing some really, really great things, following obviously what is your definite purpose. Not only that, are you a good person doing great things, but I can tell listeners, you are, since you are certified with Derek through his Certified Coaches Federation, not only are you a great person doing great things, but you have a proven process, a dynamic, proven coaching certification. Over 8,000 people certified, I believe I read lately, and so
yeah, we're the number.
It's a great combination.
Company coaching people. We're the number one company coaching people all across the world right now. And we're
exactly,
right.
And so someone could be
any other company out there.
Someone can be a great person, and there's great people doing coaching that haven't been certified or gone through a process, so it's kind of just an ad hoc process. But once you've gone through Certified Coaches Federation, not only do you have your initial skills, talents, and abilities, now you can transfer that knowledge to other people. And so I know you're going to do amazing things, a great partnership with Derek Sweet, and then even on your own doing some amazing things. So CeliaWardWallace.com. I think the only challenge people would have with that one is Celia, which is C-E-L-I-A, WardWallace.com. Get the book if you're in the Los Angeles area. Get some coaching. Go to one of your workshops. And thank you so, so much for being on the show today. Keep up the amazing work.
Thank you, Tom. Such a fantastic experience. And I'm sending love and light and blessings to everyone listening.
Thanks so much. Have an amazing day.
Okay, take care.